Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio
at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty,
celebrating 25 years of radio excellence.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Career conference for females in tech was taken over by male attendees. Social media clips filmed at the Grace Hopper, the world's largest gathering of women technologists, show men standing in line to meet with recruiters. Some of the male attendees reportedly lied about being non-binary just to get in. Several tech workers defended the men for trying to capitalize on job opportunities not meant for them, saying that the entire concept was wrong.
No way.
So, well done, fellas. I say there are a bunch of dudes, and there are some people who are like, these people have no history of identifying as non-binary online. They're dressed, they're presenting as males? This is wrong. And the 98% of the world that's sane is like, what, you bring these things on yourself, you bunch of lunatics.
Yeah, every time I have to fill out a form, and I'm given a choice other than just male or female, I die a little bit. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I know. We're giving in to people's delusions for reasons of neo-Marxism, which I've explained before. But why don't we play 26, and then I've got a couple of stories to share with you. This is a girl who goes by Pretty Boy, wants her family. Well, she kind of explains what's going on here. See, hold on tight. Cinch up the reins.
Do you know how many times I've changed a label, stopped using a label, or just don't use a label around certain people or groups? I stopped saying I have he/him pronouns to cis strangers because the look of confusion and processing in their eyes was a little too much for me to bear consistently. Introducing myself as non-binary instead of trans mask if I'm wearing a dress or makeup because I don't feel like explaining that. But also telling cis family members to use he/him pronouns for me because I know they don't understand non-binary identities. Calling myself trans mask when I want to connect with other trans mask people about hormones and identities. But then only going by non-binary in other spaces because there's so many queer people that hate trans men and trans mass but are okay with non-binary people. Saying that I'm in a sapphic relationship with my girlfriend when both of us don't like using that label and consider our relationship to be lesbian. And the thing is, I'm not even doing this around cishet people. I'm doing this around other queer people. My labels, identities, pronouns vary day to day, minute to minute, based on how much I feel like explaining myself, how much I feel like confusing people, and how tired I am. When they say you will never stop coming out, they mean it.
Well, assuming that person is serious, and they sound serious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is interesting that her, I don't remember. I remember at the beginning of the
end. Yeah, she's a she, I believe.
But this person is mostly concerned about the gay community and all their judgment. But anyway, that aside, we need a name for it. We got all these names for the whole, I feel like I'm a different gender. We need a name for the mental state of, I'm going to sit in my car and record videos about how difficult my life is and post them.
Yeah.
And we're all going to, like, whine together about our tiny, tiny niche in the world and how difficult it is for us. That needs a name. That phenomenon needs a name.
Yeah, it's a tangent, but it's an important one, certainly. Yeah, yeah, that's there's a lot going on there, I think. But back to the main thread of the thing, I think a lot of it is, and these people are not getting amplified in the media because the media doesn't know what to do because they believe half of this crap, is there are a lot of gay people who are like, okay, you're a confused cuckoo nut. Don't put me in your alphabet soup of identity. Don't expect me to, you're changing your identities and your pronouns and all every day, and you want me to, look, I'm a dude, I love dudes, all right? It's easy, I'm done.
Look,
there,
Joey.
There ends my description.
Joe, it's simple, they love each other.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. So, yeah, that's, it's one of my favorite memes. It's heavy, it's tough, but it's my favorite. People are sending around memes to the effect of, if your 8-year-old boy says he's a pirate, you need to, children know who they are. You've got to saw off his leg and pluck out one of his eyes and
Barbaric.
Get him a hook hand and a patch, because kids know who they are. If your anorexic daughter tells you she looks fat, kids know. Tell her she's fat. You have to have fat affirming care for anorexic girls. How scary is that? How clear does that make the point? Or your child who's depressed. If they say nobody loves them and there's no point in their life, you've got to affirm that, because confused adolescents are always right with their mental struggles. God, you people who believe that, there's something seriously wrong in your head. Anyway, having said that, been following this story.
I didn't understand 75% of the words she used there, though, in that little clip. I mean, that's how...
you need a glossary.
Yeah, exactly. That's how not up to speed I am. I really didn't understand a lot of that. Like, I'd never heard those words before, ever.
Right. You know, that brings up kind of another tangent, but an interesting one, that a lot of this woke stuff is a badge, it's a status badge that educated people, you know, therefore richer people, use to show their status. Because now everybody's got a car, and there's some pretty inexpensive cars that look pretty cool. Everybody's got some pretty good-looking clothes. I mean, because, you know, even if they didn't steal them, for instance, if you're a person of low income, you can get some really cool clothes at thrift stores or those Chinese factories that crank out fast fashion or whatever. It's getting harder and harder for the affluent to signal their affluence. And so one of the ways they do it is by spouting this grad school jargon that they learned. That's how they recognize each other.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you got people who, you know, maybe don't have a lot of money wearing fancy jewelry, for instance. So I'm not sure that explains all of this, but I think it's a factor in it. How do you show that you're part of the enlightened upper crust by using all these terms? But here's where it gets ugly, because a lot of people are stupid in the media and in education, as we've discussed through the years. Here's this terrible, terrible story in Tulalip, Oregon, which is right outside of Portland, I think, where there's a troubled student there, a male, who quote-unquote identifies as female, and you're supposed to call a she, but this young man also has some terrible anger problems and has brutalized a couple of young girls a couple of times. And the school district is tied up in knots because this kid identifies as a transgender, and so they don't know what to do. It's not a little boy who beats up girls. It's more complicated than that, even though it's not. And on top of that, in the first attack, which was a brutal, violent, physical attack on a little girl, they used restorative justice. Where instead of having a zero-tolerance policy, because as the superintendent says, zero tolerance is antithetical to our work as educators. If it is safe for the victim and the school community as a whole to extend an opportunity for the student to relearn different behavior, that is what we do. And so this boy brutalized a girl. They held a little restorative justice where they explained to him, hey, you shouldn't brutalize little girls. And he said, yeah, okay, whatever. Then he got mad at another little girl and brutalized her, and then when one of her friends stepped in to help, beat the hell out of that second girl. But the school district just doesn't know quite what to do because the boy is transgender.
Yeah, I can't even hardly engage in this conversation because I've lived to some of it, and it's so maddening. I mean, it's just so absolutely maddening. The restorative justice thing is such a failure, and the sooner they get rid of it, the better.
It's so reminiscent of our discussion of getting away from phonics in favor of this fad that was terrible. And finally, after decades now, they're saying, oh, yeah, like every single shred of scientific evidence points to phonics as the way to teach English. Well, a lot of us were saying that like the first week this other crap was introduced. It was known. It was seeable. But it took a long, 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 long time. The blindness to the utter unicornian ineffectiveness of this restorative justice crap is astonishing to me. You can see the results in every school in America. Teachers have lost control of the classrooms completely.
Yeah. On the topic of showing your education by changing the language, reminded me of this thing I came across the other day, because I think that's what's going on with this a lot of the times. It was about the word retarded. Somehow it got used and somebody was in trouble for saying it. The word retarded was used as a euphemism because people were offended by the word moron years ago. Because when I was a kid, retarded was the preferred word. That was, the kind, enlightened, you care about people word.
Mm-hmm.
That came to be because they decided the word moron was awful. Moron was literally invented from scratch by a scientist to be dispassionate as a term because people were offended by feeble-minded, which had been the term before moron. So now we're going clear back to the 1800s. And it just keeps moving. Whatever word we pick will also become an insult, and your grandchildren will scoff at videos of you using that word neutrally now. It's the condition we find repugnant, not the name for it. The euphemism treadmill does not purify the concept, but merely taints the word. But what drives a lot of it is what you're talking about earlier. It's a way to show, you know, I'm a higher level of person. A good example was the whole, when I was a kid, colored people was the term you were supposed to use. And then that became awful. Now we're back to people of color. We've just gone around the bend on that one.
Or the silly term African-American. Yeah. The whole retarded thing is a little different than some of it just because the technical term becomes vogue for insulting people. And then, you know, if I were to, you know, call somebody a moron, then that's when describing somebody who's developmentally disabled, which I think is a term I can still use. I don't know. If not, cancel me. I don't want it to be a term that's also used to insult people. I kind of get that discomfort, but it's obviously a never-ending cycle.
We'll invent
a new term, and then 20 years from now, if you make me angry, I'll call you that, and we'll have to find a new term. I just guess that's the way it is.
How did you feel about feeble-minded?
It's fine.
Seems kind of old-timey. So somebody invented a word. How about we call these people morons?
Yeah.
And that was the nice, accepted term for a while.
And then if you really want to get into the linguistic weeds, you've got some people who want to present people with serious developmental difficulties, whether they're physical, psychological, or whatever, as not having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're handicapable.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Anybody who's dealt with a loved one who has significant challenges knows it ain't a good thing. There is good that can come from it, learning and enlightenment and love and compassion and the rest of it, but it's hard.
They know it's not a good thing.
So the whole autistic people can concentrate extra well, and sometimes they get rich like Elon Musk. Yeah, that does happen sometimes. It's like some people who have a pituitary disorder end up making millions of dollars in the NBA, but mostly they're just in pain. So, you know, I don't know. That bothers me. But a lot of things bother me. Stay tuned. I'll get to some more.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hmm. When inflation is high, we're all pros at finding creative ways to save.
Yeah, whether it's driving the extra mile for lower gas prices or grocery shopping on sale days, saving money has never been so important.
That's why we have to tell you about our new favorite way to save, Upside.
Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out.
With Upside, we're not getting slammed by inflated prices because we get cash back on every purchase.
To get started, download the free Upside app. Just use our promo code Armstrong and get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas.
Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside.
Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid.
Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week.
That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store.
Download the free Upside app and use promo code Armstrong to get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas.
Download the free Upside app. Just use our promo code Armstrong. That's the promo code Armstrong.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best health care partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call of above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Milton Friedman. Let's go with this one. Concentrated power is not rendered harmless by the good intentions of those who create it. Supreme Court is actually looking at some cases that have something to do with that, specifically the administrative state, the rules and regs which we all must live by that were never passed by Congress. Of course, you'd get a very different idea of what they're discussing if you were to read, for instance, the New York Times, which is insufferably biased, but we already knew that. Mailbag. Trump's note, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. I'm reminded that Jeremy's, remember Jeremy's razors and...
I shaved with one this morning.
Excellent. The response to the woke Harry's razors people, I think, wasn't that? We talked about this, I think it was last year. Jeremy's Chocolates is out again with what do they call these? I guess Jeremy's Chocolates, now available in he, him, with nuts, and she, her, which is nutless, microaggression sized. So they're fabulous. I may get a box full of these and give them out to friends. They're pretty funny. Love that.
There's a boy setting records in
high school track in Maine. Talk about that.
Oh, love those stories.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a boy. It's a girl with with testicles and a penis and a male physiology and heart and bones. But I'm supposed to look at that boy and call him a girl. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Moving along. John writes on the question of building houses on the moon. Spent the weekend with my 26-year-old son scouting for the upcoming deer season. As I looked over thousands of acres, hundreds of square miles from 7,000 feet in the air, we don't need more land. You know, yeah, drive from Denver to San Francisco and tell me we don't have enough land on Earth. Let's see, moving along. A similar topic, Paolo from the New York Times. The world's population may peak in your lifetime. What happens next? And they talk about it'll probably peak in the 2080s or something like that. And then we shrink. Humanity will not reach a plateau, then stabilize. It will begin an unprecedented decline. And Paolo points out, well, we'll have to get by with fewer people. That doesn't seem so bad. The whole too many old codgers and not enough young people, that could be tricky. But either of those scenarios is preferable to continuing on our current growth trajectory, fighting over dwindling resources and destroying ourselves. I guess we should be happy the demographers are saying this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, but what if every government system is based on a population growing?
Well, those are going to be spicy times.
Yeah, I'd say.
We need to stop doing that. yeah, it's funny that the expectation of never-ending population growth is so baked into virtually everything we do. Well, at some point, it's not going to anymore. You know, humankind will adjust its sails or die out. I'll be long gone. Good luck.
Good luck with that, we say, to the future.
Yeah, let's see. Kevin from Placerville, California writes, I was quite aghast when I heard Gavin Newsom chose an out-of-state left-wing D.C. bundler to be the next California senator. Got me thinking, what would the right-wing equivalent be? At first, I thought the answer might be if Texas Governor Greg Abbott chose a D.C. oil company lobbyist to be the next senator from Texas, but that isn't quite right. To do what Newsom did first, Abbott would have to announce that he was narrowing his choices to only straight white males, and then he would have to choose an out-of-state oil lobbyist to be senator. Gosh, you can imagine how many media heads would explode. Anyway, oh, to.
Right. That's a good point.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's GA won't.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution's Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Now, from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
These are bad guys.
That is especially true.
So bizarre and so grotesque.
Yup.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that was unnecessarily frank, but
how can this show be on one hand sometimes so highbrow, yet be what it is the rest of the time?
Come on.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Declared the new era, which dawned yesterday, the fightening. It's not great, but it's best I could come up with. It's a new era of American life in which you just need to be ready to throw dogs in any setting at any time. Whether literally or metaphorically, it's fight time. It's fight club coast to coast.
I'm not ready to throw dogs at any time.
Well, you will be among the victims, Jack. The fightening has begun. The opening bout, the undercard, features tough guy Tim Burchett versus Kevin the Mick McCarthy in a very brief and suspicious battle below the Congress in the hallways.
These are Republican congressmen?
That's correct, yeah. Burchett, it's worth mentioning, was part of the cabal that did not support Kevin McCarthy and helped to throw him out of the speakership. Michael, we'll start with clip 70 and go from there.
It was a clean shot to the kidneys, and I turned back, and there was Kevin. He's a bully with $17 million and a security detail. You know, he's the type of guy that, when you're a kid, would throw a rock over the fence and run home and hide behind his mama's skirt.
So he claims Kevin McCarthy walked up behind him and elbowed him in the kidneys?
Yeah, essentially in the lower back. And a NPR reporter, I think it was, who was chatting with Burchett at the time, said, yeah, McCarthy walked behind him and Burchett just lunged forward and started yelling at McCarthy, essentially saying, what the hell was that? Chased after him. Hey, Kevin, why'd you walk behind me and elbow me in the back? You have no guts. I didn't do that, McCarthy replied. As Burchett continued to yell, McCarthy laughed and said, oh, my God.
You think
you are so pathetic, said Burchett.
Well, I would say that, too, if it happened. Do you think that happened? Do you think Kevin McCarthy actually walked behind a guy and, like, elbowed him in a manner to try to cause pain as opposed to just, like, a nudge or something?
I will not issue my judgment until all of the witnesses have testified. Next clip.
If I hit somebody, they would know I hit him. I did not elbow him. No, I would not elbow him. I would not hit him in a kidney. HC5, you're all down there, right? Not a very big hallway.
Come on, Kevin. We're a little, you and I are the same age. We're a little old to be saying things like, if I hit somebody, they're going to know I hit him. Come on.
It's not a very big hallway, so I elbowed him and ran. This is Representative Ken Buck, no great fan of McCarthy's.
Well, I believe the reporter who was present when Tim was pushed or struck by Kevin McCarthy, it wasn't just Tim's view of what happened, and it wasn't just a crowded situation where Kevin was pushed into Tim. And so I think the reporter made the eyewitness account, and I believe that Kevin, you know, while he was guarded by four police officers, went and did what he did, I guess.
Wow.
But Congressman Buck, Kevin McCarthy, he's a great leader, isn't he?
Kevin McCarthy and lying are like peanut butter and jelly.
Delicious? Oh, they go together.
A childhood
treat?
fair number of people actually don't like Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, and they're calling him a liar and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, his star has fallen.
And a kidney elbower.
That's right. You can do some damage that way.
So what do you think happened?
I think McCarthy was brushing past him and wanted him out of the way and pushed him with more gusto than is appropriate.
Because he's got anger about him.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because this guy ruined his dream of being Speaker of the House.
I could see that. I've done that sort of thing. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, move, and give him a shot. Yeah, Anyway, that's merely the undercard, Jack. A couple of middleweight palookas trading blows for our entertainment. Let's move on to the heavyweights. In the red corner,
the Oklahoma Mauler, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. And in the blue corner, Union Goon, Mobster. He sure tries hard to come off as one. What is he? Teamsters Goon, Sean O'Brien, who's standing up to corporate greed in the hearing in the Senate, which is being administered by one socialist, Bernie Sanders, ironically, and he factors in a moment. So, Here's the backstory. Mullen, the senator, and this O'Brien character have traded various verbal barbs in the past. Situation escalated after Mullen read incendiary tweets from O'Brien, including one in which the union boss intimated that he could fight the lawmaker. He called him a greedy CEO with a tough guy act. He accused him of exploiting workers, that he was not a self-made man, he was a big phony. Mullen told O'Brien he wished he was in his plumbing truck when he and his wife ran a two-person plumbing operation that they then built over years. And then things escalated from there, as again, O'Brien had tweeted that he's got a tough guy act and that he'd like to fight him sometime. We'll start with clip 60, Michael.
Sir, this is a time, this is a place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. No, hold, stop it.
Is that your all solution, every problem?
No, no, sit down.
No, Eric,
sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator.
Sit down. Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. If hold we on. Can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is
hold
what
it.
He said.
You'll have your time.
Okay. Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing.
Bernie Sanders.
The fightening, friends. The fightening.
Bernie Sanders did a good job of jumping in there and trying to control it. But the Republican senator actually stood up, took off his jacket, and then started to take off his ring like I've seen guys do in bar fights.
That's the like old school. I'm a fair-minded man. To have jewelry on that could cut up your face is uncool. We're gonna throw dogs right now. All right, we're both consenting adults, as he said. You want to fight me? Let's fight. It's gonna be fists. Old school. I like it. I respect it. Especially in the Senate.
All right. Are you not entertained?
Let's pick it up with 64, Michael, and go from there.
This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not
I don't like
work.
Thugs and bullies.
You have,
and
you have,
I don't like you because you described yourself.
Hold it.
I don't like thugs. I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Yeah, forget well, it sticks on me and bounces off you or something.
Yeah, something about glue, something. They're having a hearing about glue two rooms over. Roll on, Michael.
You have the mic. Yeah. You have time.
All right.
Your statement.
Then let's do this, because I did challenge you, and I accepted your challenge, and you went quiet.
No, I didn't go quiet. You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me.
I will say exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. You have questions on any economic issues, anything that said, go for it.
Just roll on, Michael.
Senator Mullen, you made some charges.
Charges?
Mr. O'Brien, do you want to respond to
Yeah, go ahead,
question?
Please.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality of it is, you
except
know,
my challenge
Mr.
Stuff,
Mr. Mullen, tough guy.
Answer, hold it. Answer the questions.
All right, y'all won. He made a lot of statements, right? And his statements are fiction at best.
Fiction? I read them.
Can you?
What?
Hold it. Answer the question, please.
I can't understand him, to be honest with you.
All right.
He rambles so much.
Wow. And it rolls on, folks. There's more.
What was your question, actually?
You said I made a lot of statements.
No, but what's your question? I don't understand your question. Could you repeat it?
You said anytime, any place.
What's your question?
Accept the challenge.
What challenge?
You said anytime, any place. I'm accepting yours, so why don't you come
back? What challenge are you talking
April 30th. How about we do it for a charity? At the Smoking Guns in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We're not going to be talking about physical confrontations here.
You want to fight me?
What do you say by anytime, any place?
Let's have coffee. Discuss our differences.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's say I don't have coffee.
Let's do it. All right. I'd love to.
But it's funny how you're back.
Okay.
I don't back on anything.
You did.
You're the one. You're a 100.
Senator.
Should be the most influential people in this country making changes. You're focused on.
Okay.
You're focused on debate that's not even relevant. You're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment.
Look.
happens after
an embarrassment to the state of
this
Oklahoma.
Hearing is about the condition of the working class in America.
You That's brought what, him with a thug.
You're the biggest thug here.
You brought him in.
You're the biggest thug. Even
look,
your colleagues call you.
Why you do what you're doing, Senator Hassan?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Senator Mullen, please yield.
Well, my politics are more friendly toward the Republican senator than the union thug.
Yeah.
But even with having said that, I think if you say to someone, oh, yeah, anytime, any place, and then they come back to you and you say, no, I meant coffee, you're the one who backed down. Not that that should matter. It's not a, you know, it's not a physical contest to see
yeah.
who wins these things.
Mullen really could have let it go. Absolutely. It's, I mean, to paraphrase, No Country for Old Men, if that ain't the poop show, it'll do till the poop show gets here. I mean, what a poop show. Good Lord. And then you got, Burchett and McCarthy about coming to blows underneath the Congress. What the hell?
Well, Senator Mullen, the big, giant, tough, actually tough guy Republican senator who stood up and took off his jacket. Put your jacket back on.
Quick word from our friends at HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the secret to a stress-free holiday season.
Yes, HelloFresh. Skip the last-minute shopping trips and let HelloFresh deliver tasty recipes, quick meals, and party-ready treats right to your door.
Sure, your schedule's busy, but that doesn't mean you have to compromise on dinner. Just try HelloFresh's 15-minute meals.
Yeah, these quick fixes help you get a wholesome dinner on the table in less time than it takes to get delivery, and they're cheaper, too.
And with HelloFresh, the most wonderful time of the year is also the most delicious. Enjoy every bite of the holiday season with over 45 weekly recipes to choose from and over 100 curated picks from HelloFresh Market.
Oh, and if you're hosting this holiday, HelloFresh Market has just what you need to please a crowd without the hassle. From photo-worthy charcuterie boards to mouth-watering desserts.
Everyone wants to cut back on air and spend less time in checkout lines. Go with HelloFresh. Have them send the easy recipes, pre-portioned ingredients. Get free breakfast for life with the code ArmstrongFree at HelloFresh.com. /Armstrong Free. That means one breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life with the code Armstrong Free at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Free. You're a U.S. Senator.
Mullen defended his conduct this morning to The Hill. Every now and then you need to get punched in the face. Mullen also argued that it wouldn't have necessarily violated the Senate rules if he and O'Brien had duked it out in the middle of the hearing room.
Well, wait a minute then.
Here's some comments.
Okay.
And you should have seen the fear of his eyes when I stood up, too. I'm not joking. I'm not looking for a fight. I used to get paid to fight professionally. I'm not really looking for it, but I'm sure not going to set back and let somebody do that and not call him out on it.
You should have seen the fear in his eyes. You guys are a little too cavemanish here. I mean,
what?
Who frightened who?
Well, listen to the modern man, Jack the effete, limp-wristed, effeminate modern man. Crazy times, the fightening. Welcome to it, folks. I'd suggest getting to your local gym and getting tough.
So he says that wouldn't have violated the Senate rules if they squared off and fought right there.
Well, let's strip to the waist and get it on, then. I loved your comments. Are you not entertained? Oh, God help us.
Stay here.
You want to fight me?
What did you say by any time, any place?
Let's have coffee. Discuss our differences.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
All right, well, let's sit and have coffee.
Let's do it.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The holiday season has just begun, and everyone's already feeling overwhelmed.
HelloFresh gets that, and they're here to give you a break.
You can take back time spent on meal planning because HelloFresh has it covered with over 45 options to choose from each week with recipes that suit many lifestyles.
You can skip that extra trip to the supermarket, too, because HelloFresh delivers all the quality farm-fresh ingredients you need right to your door, pre-portioned and ready to cook.
They also have snacks, quick breakfasts, and easy lunches to cover mealtime anytime.
And you can even save money because HelloFresh is 25% cheaper than takeout.
Yeah, you see what we mean? HelloFresh handles all the hard part so you can actually enjoy cooking at home again.
So this holiday season, don't stress about mealtime. Sign up for America's number one meal kit today and you'll get free breakfast for life with the code ArmstrongFree at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree.
That means one breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Again, it's the code ArmstrongFree at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree. HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text GET to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text GET to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text GET to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word GET to 200-300. Text GET to 200-300.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So a couple of AI, particularly ChatGPT stories for you. The arms race that is currently going on around AI. This is all in America. We don't actually know what they're doing in other countries, but because of the nature of AI, there might not be much going on in other countries. I won't get off on that. But there's quite the struggle going on between Microsoft and Google and Meta, and everybody's vying for the best in OpenAI, which is where ChatGPT comes from. That's what Elon originally was invested in, and then he got out, and then they took it public and for profit, which he is very disappointed in. Anyway, they rolled out yesterday that ChatGPT can now see, hear, and speak. as opposed to just, you know, typing in stuff. So now you can just talk to it or show it pictures or whatever. And they use an example, which if this works, and I'm if it doesn't work now, it'll work next year. I mean, all this stuff is going that direction. For instance, hey, my grill won't start. What's the problem? Let me see it. You hold your phone up to it. Oh, that's a, you know, a Black & Decker G42. If it won't start, it's probably one of these three problems. And it'll just tell you.
Wow. Wow.
How awesome will that be?
Great.
Yeah.
In terms of grill repair.
I mean, I downloaded the new software for the iPhone, the 17 that just came out. Changed a bunch of stuff that didn't need to be changed. Sometimes I think change is just for change's sakes. But one new thing that I can do with my phone that I don't think I could do before is where I'm walking around with my headphones on, I'm listening to a podcast, and I just say, hey, will you tell Henry I'll be there to pick him up to school 5 minutes late? And then all of a sudden it just texts Henry what I said.
Wow. Wow.
It's awesome.
That's cool.
I know.
Yeah.
I was doing that yesterday. It was awesome. And we've got so much further to go down that road, bringing us to this story, combining the iPhone and ChatGPT. OpenAI is in talks with an ex-Apple designer to create the iPhone of AI, the iPhone of artificial intelligence. And this guy, Ivy, 56-year-old Brit, he is behind the design of the iMac, the iPod, the iPhone, all of your best, biggest, most successful Apple products. He left Apple in 2019 to form something called Love From. It's an independent company. Anyway, he's pairing with ChatGPT, and they're going to try to make an iPhone-like product that is all about utilizing AI and ChatGPT in kind of the way I was just talking about it, combining that whole, hey, what's wrong with my grill? Look at it. Tell me what's wrong with it. With some of the stuff I was doing on my iPhone yesterday and bringing that all together, which could be awesome.
It sounds incredible. It sits cheek bajowl with a piece I read yesterday about the number of guys who are fixated on their virtual girlfriends and have no desire nor means to ever meet a real woman because their virtual girlfriend is understanding, never argues with them, is also AI gorgeous and pornographic and the rest of it. It feels very Satan in the Garden of Eden to me. It's so alluring. I can't pass up that big juicy apple. And then we end up, I don't know where. It just, I mean, what you're describing in terms on the positive side is amazing. I mean, the mind of man, if you forget about the dystopian aspect of it, it's truly astonishing and inspiring that humankind could come up with something like that. I'm just afraid it leads us down the road to, well, I don't know, extinction.
Right, and then the military applications in the same way that splitting the atom allows for nuclear power that can cleanly run a city in Europe, not in the United States. We don't do it in the United States. We use coal. But, for instance,
because Bruce Springsteen and Graham Nash told us not to in 1978. Great.
But you can use fission to run most of cities in France. You can also blow up Hiroshima with it, or who knows what other city someday. And that's the problem with the AI. So the whole, hey, how do I get my grill to start will not really matter that much if, well, it leads to what you were talking about, a dystopian hellscape.
Right. On the other hand, then I think humankind has held dominion over the earth for a few thousand years now. We've had a run. Time to give the apes a chance. Or the beavers. Or I don't know.
You're being sarcastic and flip, but you actually sound like the guy who created Google. What's his name? Page? Who believes, you shouldn't elevate our species above others. Let's give another one should have a chance. Maybe artificial intelligence to run the world.
I don't actually believe that. I just think that man has invented his doom.
That definitely could be.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I've had a good run. You young people, good luck.
Should have been born earlier.
Who knows what the road down is going to look like, though, and how long it'll last.
I think we got a couple months.
It could be like a pleasure dome for a long time. Just amazing. And full of wealth for everyone and comfort and exploration and the rest of it. And Cardinale, it's over! I don't know.
You could be right that it wouldn't be sustainable, but we'll all be in our homes with VR headsets on, enjoying just the most amazing wonders of whatever kind of pleasure you can imagine. Music, sex, travel, interaction, whatever, video. But then, you know, society will end because we'll stop reproducing.
Yeah, yeah. But again, the beavers, industrious, hardworking, sleek of fur. Maybe it's time for them to have a chance.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.